Generations of Stevensons have attended Pisgah Presbyterian Church, organized in 1831 and located at 3898 Meadowdale Road, just off Route 84 in western Highland County. When the church closed a few years back, the building could have fallen into disrepair or been sold. Instead, descendants of the original Stevenson family that donated land for the church have retained its character for a new generation. Now the location is known as the Church at the Old Oak. Debbie Stevenson has more on what this venue has to offer.
My husband Jim and I have come into ownership of the former Pisgah Presbyterian Church when it had to close a few years ago, and we've remodeled it, and it's all ready now to be used for weddings or reunions, or we're going to have vendors set up at Maple Festival, and we're just out there ready to host your event. The first thing we had to do was put in a septic so that we could put in a bathroom, because it never had a bathroom, it never had water. It still looks the same from the outside because we wanted to retain the original charm. But putting in the bathroom, we had to move a wall, and that means there's a nice center door instead of two side doors on the inside. We took out all the pews, took out the nasty 70s indoor-outdoor carpet, and have beautifully refinished floors. We replaced the heating system, so we now have heating and air conditioning, and put in some fans, replaced the windows. It really is beautiful on the inside. Its claim to fame is the big oak tree that's out front, so we wanted to use Old Oak in the name, so it's called the Church at the Old Oak. It is not a church. If you want to get married with a JP there, you can. And everybody wants a destination wedding now. It's just a very nice, cozy setting for really anything that you would like to do there.
The Church at the Old Oak opened for its first event, which was a wedding, in April of 2018. Coming up, it will be a new attraction during the Highland County Maple Festival, hosting up to six vendors and food as a stop between the Mill Gap and the Bluegrass Hightown Sugar Camps.
We have myself, the Stitch Witch, selling hand-sewn tote bags and things like that. My sister, Bead Witched, and her friend will be selling their jewelry there. They're always very popular at the Maple Festival and Hands and Harvest. Erica Stevenson, who just opened a florist shop called Meadowdale Blooms, she's going to be there with her stained glass. Susanna Baxter is going to be there with all of her baked goodies. And Mrs. Kimball from Pendleton County is going to be selling Scentsy. And then I also have Heather Simmons from Marlinton, who sells photographs that look like letters, and you can put them together. And we still need some food vendors. A food truck would be a nice addition, and I do have one more spot inside that somebody could either set up for crafts or they could set up and sell soup or quiche or sandwiches or something.
The Church at the Old Oak plans to be open during both weekends of the Maple Festival, from around 9 to 5 on Saturdays and 9 to 4 on Sundays. Anyone interested in learning more or booking the venue for a future event can visit their website at thechurchattheoldoak.com. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.